This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Scott Petrak, who covers the Browns for the Chronicle Telegram, joins our show, and he's with us right now on the hotline. Scott, good morning to you.
Hey, Scotty.
Hey, fellas.
Feels like a hangover Monday, doesn't it?
Yeah. We said last week, Scott, pivotal game, and not just for this season, but I think pivotal for everything that's going on with this regime. You lose to the Jets, status quo cannot remain in place, and I'd be stunned if there aren't changes and changes in a big way at the end of the season, if not before.
It certainly feels that way, right? Less than 24 hours after that kind of loss. If they beat the Ravens next week and then go on a little run, I think we'll think differently.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Differently about it.
Yep.
But, you know, is that likely? Do I expect that to happen? No. So, you know, at 2-7, losing to a bad Jets team, in just a ridiculous way that they lost, that the Browns lost, it certainly feels like that kind of game, right? And a kind of game that ownership's going to have a hard time forgetting when you get to December and January and you need to make the tough decisions. That's how it feels, and there's plenty of reasons why you feel like that and why that feels accurate.
All right, give me a couple of those. Give me the what they're going to remember from that game.
You know, the Browns lose games in crazy ways all the time. But to lose with back-to-back kick returns, to lose with a guy jumping offside at the end of the game to finish the game when you know that the Jets are just trying to draw him offside, and Kevin Stefanski screaming from the sideline, don't jump, and Cam Thomas does it anyway. The Browns probably aren't going to come back and win that game. They would need to score a touchdown in the last 40 seconds and then go to overtime and win in overtime, right? So the odds were not good that the Browns were going to win. But Cam Thomas jumps offside, so the game's over. Before that, Devin Bush is 3rd-and-16. It feels like the Jets aren't going to run a real play, yet he gets called for defensive holding. And then the Browns could have gotten the ball back with like 1:40 left and had a chance to go tie the game or force overtime or win it on a two-point conversion. Like, those are dumb plays at the end of a game. And so you have that. You have the kick returns. And special teams have been an issue all season. You still have an offense that doesn't scare anybody. I mean, scored 20 points yesterday, and it feels like a reason to celebrate because the offense has been so bad. 20 points in this league is not a lot. 7 of them came because, one play drive, they had the ball at the 22-yard line after an interception. Offense doesn't scare anybody. You don't know about your quarterback. Offensive line struggling to protect. Like, there's just so many things that keep happening or aren't getting better, or something new pops up and it's a bad Jets team, right? It's a 1-7 Jets team that traded its two best defensive players. Quarterback throws for 54 yards. There's that ESPN stat that when a team gives up less than 170 yards and doesn't turn it over since 1950, those teams were 225-0, yet the Browns figure out a way to lose. So that's why it's going to be an easy loss to remember.
I couldn't agree with you more, and that makes it rough. Let's go to Tommy Rees. Did you see anything different with the play calling? I did like the fact that there was more balance between the run and the pass, and that the playmakers seemed to get the ball more than they did when Kevin was calling plays.
Yeah, I mean, the easiest thing that jumps out is Jerry Jeudy had his best game of the year. And, I mean, it's not like Kevin Stefanski wasn't trying to get Jeudy the ball, because he talks about it every week. He says you need to get him the ball, but they were able to do it. It's a combination of Tommy Rees and Dylan Gabriel. They were able to get Jerry Jeudy the ball early, get him in some kind of rhythm, get him that touchdown, and he has his best game of the year. So that stands out to me. You know, they had the 195-yard drive. Obviously, that's hard to do in this league. You have to give Tommy Rees some credit for that. You know, I thought they ran the ball okay. You know, they committed to it, but they were also in the game pretty much the whole time, right? So they're in the game. There's no temptation to get away from running the ball. You know, they went with those couple of jet sweeps. And again, like, I don't think there were any plays that they ran that we haven't seen before. You know, they had success on the jet sweep to Malachi Corley twice, but Stefanski's run that play and had success, right? But they ran it more, or, you know, at least once more with Corley and had success with both of those. So I thought Rees was fine. You know, there was a delay. They had to take a timeout, so there were a couple operational issues. You know, that fourth and one late in the game with about 10 minutes left, I think you have to question that play call, the formation.
The empty right? backfield.
Judkins and Jeudy in the backfield, but they weren't in a position to get a handoff. So it wasn't empty, but it felt like it was an empty formation. You knew a pass was coming on short yardage. They don't protect it quickly enough. You know, I thought Gabriel had a chance to get the ball to Njoku on a deep out, but maybe he didn't have enough time. So I kind of question that. Just the formation and taking away the possibility of a run, I think that made it easier on the Jets defense, and obviously that's a key play in the game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I the Raiders fire their special teams coach after losing, what, to the Broncos? Yeah, that was right. So yeah. They fire him.
He had a block punt.
And then, you know, I'm sitting here, like, they have two losses this season. And even AI will tell me, like, I was trying to figure out why Mike Prefer got fired in the first place. And AI will tell you that he was fired because the Browns special teams units had a history of inconsistency and breakdowns, including a critical onside kick failure against the Jets in a late season slump by Cade York. Help me. How does Bubba survive?
Well, first of all, you got to be careful with the AI there, Andy.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. It was probably your writing that AI stole.
Well, I might have. I mean, we watched Mike Prefer, and it was a question whether or not he would be kept. And they wind up making the move to Bubba.
Yeah.
You know, somebody thought Bubba was
an upgrade. Yeah.
Right? I mean, that's obviously why they made the move. Mike Prefer has, you know, he had a long track record, but there were some issues with this team here.
Well, no, I'm just, the point there was, yeah, though, if you look back at why they let him go, and then you look at where we are now, it's like,
Right. I mean, there's not a great argument to make for keeping Bubba Ventrone because his special teams have struggled this season. It was a block punt against the Ravens, right? There's been other issues. You know, I don't blame him for the missed kicks from Schmidt in the opener. I don't blame a coordinator for the missed kicks, but there's been other issues. The coverage has not been consistent enough, even heading into yesterday. They haven't had a return game in forever. And, you know, maybe that's a personnel issue, but we're still waiting for one, you know, explosive kick return. So, yeah, I completely get your point. The only counter to that is, I think Bubba is a respected guy inside that building from players and coaches. I think he's respected across the league. I know they spend a ton of time on special teams. The amount of time that Kevin Stefanski devotes to special teams, whether it's training camp or during practice, is a lot. So the fact that this keeps happening is kind of mind-boggling. And I get it, right? The buck stops at the coach, and that would be Bubba Ventrone in this situation. So there's not a great case to defend him. I just feel like looking at Bubba and knowing the guys who talk about him, like, I think he does a good job, right? Like, he's a good coach. He speaks to his players. He's really motivated and intense and all those things. It just isn't translating. And I get that that's the bottom line. It has to translate, which is why it's such a head-scratcher, because I feel like his unit should be really good. And they were good in Indianapolis, right? He didn't get fired from Indianapolis. The head coach got fired, which made him available.
Scott, should we just go big picture here? I think we're dancing around it. And I don't mean you, but I mean all of us as we're talking about the game. I think the big picture is there's just not enough talent on this team. And it's been a lot of drafts. I like this last draft. There's some guys there, but, you know, and that goes back to the big swing and a miss on the quarterback and passing up three first rounders and a couple of other picks and salary cap hell. I mean, that's the big picture here, is it not?
It is. It is. That is the big picture. They're not talented on offense, right? I think they've enough talent on defense.
I would agree with you.
Right?
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah. So it's offensively, and it's at a couple of key positions. It's quarterback, which is the most key position. It's a receiver. You know, Jerry Jeudy finally showed up, finally had a game yesterday. The rest of the receivers combined for two catches, right? That's not good enough. And it's been that story all season long. And then you look at the offensive line, you know, those tackles are still struggling. And, you know, I know the quarterback has an impact on sacks and on how the protection looks. And could Dylan Gabriel be doing a better job making quicker decisions and getting the ball out of his hands and maybe hanging in the pocket and making throws when the pocket gets a little compromised, as opposed to trying to scramble and running into a sack or however that plays out? Yes, but the tackles haven't been good enough, and, you know, they've dealt with injuries and all that kind of thing. So, yeah, the talent's just not good enough, which makes it difficult on everybody. The margin for error is so small. But you can have that conversation and recognize that reality and still say you shouldn't give up two kick returns and lose to the Jets, right? And you shouldn't give up a late touchdown against the Vikings and lose to the Vikings, right? Like, it doesn't excuse all the other stuff. It just makes it so much more difficult to overcome the lack of talent at the key offensive positions that the Browns have.
All right. I'm sure you were listening a little bit, or you've listened over the last 24 hours. I mean, what is the key then to maybe making that core? Like, fans want to see Shador. They do. Yeah. And I'm just, will that happen? And, you know, what would it take for it to happen?
Sure. I think it's an inevitability. Jeez, oh man.
That is a tough word, though.
Right?
It's a tough word.
I think it's going to happen sooner rather than later. I understand wanting to give Dylan Gabriel a good amount of time. And now it's been five starts. He's going to get number six against the Ravens on Sunday. That's about when I think you can say, okay, you know, not that you can get a full evaluation of a player in 6 weeks, given the difficult situation he's working with and the lack of talent around him. But that feels like a decent sample size. And then I think it's a legitimate discussion inside the building. All right, it's now the time to go to Shedeur Sanders. But we have to remember, the receivers aren't getting any better with Shedeur Sanders, right? The protection's probably not getting better with Shedeur Sanders. Now, you can have a apples-to-apples comparison with Dylan Gabriel and Shedeur Sanders. Like, okay, you got the same group around you. Does Sanders look better? Does he hang in the pocket better? Is he more accurate? I think that's going to be worth seeing. And I think the organization wants to see Sanders. Let's assume that they don't go on some kind of winning streak here. Then what's the what's the end of the season about? It's about evaluation. It's about seeing if you have what you have at the most important position in sports. So I don't know if they think he's ready. I know he thinks he's ready. I don't know if the organization thinks he's ready. They knew he had a big learning curve when he got here from Colorado. I just think the season is either at a point or getting to a point where it just makes sense, even if you don't think he's 100% ready, to see what he has and to put him out there. And I do think it's coming. You know, I don't know if it's December 1st or whenever, you know, the first game of December or even before that, that we see Shedeur Sanders. But I'd be stunned if it doesn't happen.
And if it does happen, and when it does happen, keep your fingers crossed. It would be awesome if you played great football. So there's that. Scott, thank you, bud, as always.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.